Hey, it's Chris Kepler, host of the Does This Happen to You podcast. I want to wish all my listeners a very happy holiday, and thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you're a writer or you know a writer who writes on the Does This Happen to You theme, I'd love to hear from you. I'm always looking for wonderful stories. Today, we have a special holiday story that I wrote and then I rewrote for this year. And here is Eggnog Withdrawal. Christmas is over and the new year is less than a week away. All those foods I cherish disappear from the grocery shelves, and this year they disappeared sooner than later thanks to the supply chain problems and COVID. I love eggnog in my coffee. That wonderful stuff livens up my morning from November till January 10th or so. I always nab the last cartons left in the grocery fridge, extending the time spent with the substance as long as possible beyond the holidays. Then it's gone for another 10 months. I tried dark chocolate almond milk and coconut milk in my coffee. It's just not the same. Oh. Blame it on tradition. Americans started serving it at winter holiday parties in the 1800s, and it's still only served at the winter holidays over 200 years later. Tradition is hard to break. And manufacturers say customers only buy it when it's cold. The fact I would buy it year-round doesn't make a difference. My preferences do not constitute a demand for the product. Turkey used to be like eggnog, only seen during the holidays. Then we got health-conscious, and turkey farmers capitalized with smart advertising. Turkey is not just for the holidays anymore. Turkey is available in different formats like sausage and bacon year-round now. The preferences of many consumers created demand and kinda expensive turkey. And the reason eggnog is still about the same price year after year. My holiday shopping smarts didn't work as well with Trader Joe items this year. In the past, I knew the times my favorite seasonal stuff sold out and grabbed extra ahead of time. This year, snagging extra fall tea before November and extra candy cane tea in early December worked. The portobello mushroom soup lasted 2 seconds on the shelves and no more arrived, so I missed out. Getting eggnog proved especially brutal this year. I ordered 3 times online and came up empty. I jumped for joy when it appeared on the shelves at Trader Joe's. I grabbed several oat nogs and light eggnog. I'm doling out the light eggnog to make my favorite coffee additive last as long as possible. I considered a recipe for making it myself. I love the stuff, but not enough to go to all that trouble or risk giving myself food poisoning.